CliffCentral.com.
Let me give you the background here in case you haven't been paying attention for the last couple of weeks. But Thomas Pays is the CEO and co-founder of Ozo, O-Z-O-W, and they have, along with CliffCentral.com, made somebody's business all of our business. And it's a journey. It's been an incredible couple of episodes. You can actually go back and listen to all of them on CliffCentral.com. And we look back on the campaign, and we want to find out about the company that helped to make it all possible. And the CEO and co-founder, Thomas Pays, is here to join us. He has done everything. This guy's got such an interesting life. And we've, you know, he's no stranger to the people on CliffCentral.com because we've had him on a few times. But he's done everything. He's sold Ferraris in France. He's become one of South Africa's most affluent social and serial entrepreneurs. He's arrived in the country with 500 rand in his pocket. That's all he had. And he was quickly struck by South Africa's vibrant people and the potential for business innovation. And he started this business, Ozo, but he's been incredible. I mean, Thomas took the plunge. He relocated to the country for good in 2005. He's never looked back. And we're going to find out just a little bit about Ozo, because Ozo has made it possible for us to find out about all these other great companies. So, Thomas, can you hear us now?
I can. Can you hear us too?
Perfect.
Yes. Nice to see you, man. How are you?
All good. How are you guys? How's Joe?
Good. Yeah, very, very good. You're in Cape Town now, right?
Yes, we are.
So, Thomas, just quickly to give everybody the background, because I know we've had you on the show before, but tell us your story, because I love your story. It's a, you know, most people in South Africa have this idea that everywhere else in the world is a better place and that there's more opportunity there. And your story puts that on its head. You arrived here with 500 rand in your pocket and you decided, this is the place I want to be. This is where I want to make a difference. And you really have. You've built up an incredibly successful business. And we'll talk about Ozo in a minute. But tell us your story.
Yeah, so look, the story is a bit different in the sense that my wife brought me here. So beautiful country indeed, but there was a bit of a convincing to do. And yeah, I mean, my son was 9 months old, freshly married, and landed in Johannesburg in 2005. That was the beginning of the journey. And you know, you talk about South Africa, you talk about Africa, and I think one of the beauties that we have about this country is it doesn't make it easy for anyone to be successful. You're not going to be spoon-fed. You're not going to get subvention from the government. It's like, if you want to make it, you're going to have to learn the hard way.
Right.
And ultimately, 16 years later, you know, that's what I've become. Like, I can tell you, South Africa made me who I am. I would have never been successful the way I am today in my old humble way if I had not had it the hard way, literally.
You know, you kind of have, you hit the jackpot, and a lot of business is luck. People don't like to admit that, but a lot of it is also your hard work and being there at the right time and coming up with the idea that solves people's problems when they have a massive problem to solve. And online payments has been an area of incredible growth in the world economy for a long time. Many people are doing the majority of their business. And now during coronavirus, more than ever online, Ozo is pretty revolutionary. It has been since its founding. Tell us about the nature of the business and what you guys do and how you do things differently.
So, we looked at the problem there was in South Africa in the sense that, you know, one in eight people have access to a credit card, which is kind of a problem because if you think about that pandemic, everyone was stuck at home. Right. Everyone had no other option but ordering online. So if you did not have a credit card, how would you be able to transact online? And then we started realizing, you know, like one of the biggest opportunities there is 7 out of 8 South Africans have a bank account. That's 49 million bank accounts. That's wow. More than Visa and MasterCard have in terms of cards in the country. And the solution was, how can you automate EFT so that it's as convenient and simple as a card payment, or even better? And 6 years ago, my partner Mitch and Lyle embarked in that technology challenge around, how are we going to make the impossible happen? You know, we're not the first to market to do it, but I think we're the first to market in answering it in a way that we made it easy for anyone to be able to transact. So we started online and then reached out to as a vertical, you know, like how can we make it work at point of sale? How can we empower South Africans to transact from a digital and financial inclusion where they were not able to before? And the crazy part is like, guys, in 6 years, we've built a business that has millions of South Africans using us, including merchants. Last month, we got 120,000 new South Africans joining us. And that's what we're seeing every single month.
Unbelievable. That's absolutely incredible. I mean, first of all, congratulations on your success. But what you said there is what I love, because a lot of people think business is about doing something that's going to make you a lot of money. But actually, business is about helping other people to solve their problems. And you said, you know, all these people without credit cards, but they want to transact online. So obviously, the genesis of the idea around what we've done for the last couple of weeks on cliffcentral.com with Ozo is that we wanted to help people. This has been a really tough year. Small businesses, we know, have failed in huge numbers, not because of their own fault, but because of these extraordinary economic conditions that we're placed under. A lot of these businesses are probably not going to come back. But the ones that have survived need all the help they can get. And they're not, as you rightly point out just now, they're not going to get that from government. They're not going to get it from big business. So we decided between us that we would give these people an opportunity to tell their story, like you've just told me the story of Ozo. Because once people know that stuff, they tend to want to support that business a lot more than, you know, the big retailer on the corner or someone online that they encounter that they don't know anything about. And I think we've met some incredible businesses during the course of this this feature on the show. Do you want to just explain why it was important for you to get involved in somebody's business?
Look, I think coming from humble beginnings, you never forget how hard is the journey to get where you are, you know. And for us, we, you know, a lot of people come to us and say, wow, what you guys have achieved with Ozo is astonishing. But to us, the true story is that we're only at the beginning of this journey. We have a vision of a business that's going to scale much bigger than that. But, you know, to that point, what has been important is like understand where we're coming from is the help we receive along the way. I mean, the interviews that we had with you a few years back, I remember, I mean, our business has grown about 40x since we spoke.
Wow. Incredible.
You guys supported us, you know, and I think it's important in a country like ours that we stand together in times of need to always be there to support one another. And it reminds me of the you know, beginning of our journey where, you know, we couldn't afford the fee associated with software to build the best tech because you pay in dollars. And that's something we wanted to change. So, you know, for SMEs, we said, why not making it free? I mean, we all make money from the big enterprise, from the big cloud. So why would we want to make it unaffordable for the SME? So we started looking at a lot of initiatives, which was, let's do free processing. You know, Gmail was free for everyone, but then if you're a business, then you pay. So we looked at it in that manner. And over time, there's one thing that became a bit of an addiction. Mm-hmm. Putting smile on people's face, you know, like being impactful. And then you just want to do it more and then do it more. And then ultimately we got to that stage where we're like, hey, we got passion for some things that we like doing, which is hard work. We're very good at building successful business, but there's no shame in that because building a successful business is what allows us to build impactful sustainability. And I think this is where we are today, you know, like we realize that we can be an inspiration to many. We can share our story, but at the same time, we can also give opportunity to others to share that story. And I think this opportunity with Cliff Central Partnership was exactly that. It's like, how can we empower small businesses to basically share this story and get that exposure that literally can give them a bit of a push forward? I mean, that story about Batu Swag, by the way, that was pretty cool. I mean, what an inspiring entrepreneurship.
This guy has invented, he's designed a whole range of sneakers. I mean, I just loved every one of those stories. And even, you know, yesterday's one, which is the most recent in my mind, is about helping small people do micro jobs in you know, handyman, gardening, being able to fix things, electricians, whoever it might be, that's going to create massive opportunity for people. I love the fact that these guys are developing in a very tough environment, just like you starting Ozo. They're developing businesses that are going to be sustainable and that can only grow.
It reminds me of one thing, and you'd be far too familiar with that topic. People always talk about politics, and it's like, as a foreigner, I mean, even if I've got my permanent residence, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't even vote. No. That's how strict the government is.
Right.
But there's one thing I could do is like, as an entrepreneur, we have an impact to change people's life. You know, there's friction, there's problem. What do entrepreneurs do? They find solution. Right. And literally they can capitalize on it. And what I realized today, and I think that's a message I hope inspires many others, is the fact that we can all change the country in our own way. And it took us 16 years to find out how we could be impactful, how we could change it. And in our own way, we unfortunately cannot change what politicians have done. Mm-hmm. However, we can decide to impact where politicians have failed. And I think that's a big take that there is as entrepreneurs. It's like, we can all do our fair bit.
That's such a powerful thing to say. So, Thomas, who's sitting next to you?
This is Nick French. Nick French is our commercial director.
I've recognized the guy. I know Nick French. I've known him for years. How are you, Nick?
Very well, thanks for yourself.
Good, man. Good to see you. I like that pink shirt. Have you been behaving yourself in Cape Town?
Very, very much, yes. Ozo definitely has one on the straight and narrow. There's a lot of good work to be done, so there's no time for distractions.
So, Nick, I mean, this is obviously, in some way, shape, or form, it's like paying it forward, but you guys must encounter businesses every single day that are like the six stories that we managed to pick up on during this feature. And there are many South Africans who are doing incredible things in small ways. And they might become big ways. We certainly are holding thumbs for them. But really, your platform enables these people to do business in some situations, right?
In many situations. So just to give you, just a little monocle into how I came to Ozo, and that it's a crazy story. But, I mean, I'm one of them. You know, I was basically a small business. I was an Ozo merchant. And, you know, I think what it does for an SME or pretty much anyone, it helps you connect with a much larger transacting audience. So it's not a fluff piece to say, oh, well, we support business. This is actually the most intimate part of a business. It's the actual exchange of money. And I think it's important that people, you know, we as South Africans, you know, we've got a bit of a, we don't like to talk about money, I think. And I think that we are very much, we scared to prosper almost. And obviously because of stark contrast in our society, it's just a very, very difficult place to navigate in the business realm. But getting back to what Ozo does, you know, it helps you connect with your customers in the most important means in business, and that's actual exchange of cash. So it really does impact businesses on a real level, you know, on a very, very real level. And just speaking to some of the guys that join up on the daily, I mean, hundreds sign up on the daily, and it's really just a it's just a pleasure. It's a pleasure to see people, you know, thanking on a daily basis. Just we are transacting.
And I think the exciting part is like seeing the need that we answer. People have started realizing the need there is for this alternative payment. You know, like one of the clients that Nick brought on board was Uber, because Uber in San Fran had no idea that only 1 in 8 South Africans had a credit card. And let's face it, in this pandemic, you don't want to carry cash around. Like, you know. So what's been cool is like seeing some of the brands like MTN, Vodacom, Uber, like all the biggest brands coming on board because they realize I could only collect so much using card or using cash, and then seeing that adding Ozo empowered them to grow 20, 30, 40% more. There's no business that can basically enable that or unlock. In this crisis where everyone is really after growing revenue, there's no de facto payment that can change people's life like that. So I think that's a really cool part because everyone can tell you a story about the number. But I'd also, we'd rather let the number tell the story, you know. And talking about that, November was our biggest month. We processed 1 billion rand in 26 days. How's that?
That's absolutely unbelievable.
It took us 2 years, 9 months to do our first billion. Well, not our first billion, to process it for our client. And more interestingly, we looked and we wondered, like, so when are we hitting the next $1 billion, you know? And then as we do the number, we realized that we had passed it about 2 months ago. We had processed the first $1 billion through our platform. And I mean, it's a South African tech. It's a South African company. Like, you got to be proud, you know? It's very, very
incredible. Well, listen, guys, thank you. Nick, you want to say something?
I know, just very quickly, I wanted to just mention to you, I think the part that people often overlook is how OZO eliminates friction. And we've been talking about the SMEs and the business owner, but just from a customer point of view, I think it's important that people actually understand how the internet economy works in South Africa. People all want to, at some point, transact with it. You know, if it's buying and missed the delivery all the way through to pay for airtime. And there's this massive, massive sub-economy of cash vouchers that's spawned out of the retail base in South Africa. And it's fantastic innovation, but it still requires, you know, a friend of mine's Gogo, she can use OZO because she doesn't have to walk, get a taxi, pay for the taxi, go to the ATM, pay all those associated fees, get the voucher, and then go transact. Everything is now geo-rated data on your phone, in your couch, instant, no cost. And from a customer perspective, that's where Thomas and the team are eulogizing to South Africans far and wide, from rural all the way through, is that you now can do that. And I think that is incredibly impactful from a consumer perspective, where it's free and instant.
No, I love it, guys. Thank you so much. And happy Christmas to you and to your whole team. And let's keep doing all of this for South Africans who don't have credit cards to help them to participate in the internet economy. There's a big story going on here, and it isn't always the obvious story that that people talk about, you know. So well done, Thomas, well done, Nick, well done to your whole team, and happy, guys. I hope it's going to be an incredible 2021.
Happy, and looking forward to the next challenge with Cliff Central next year.
Absolutely, thank you so much, and guys, thanks for supporting small businesses in this country and in this economy. We need all the help we can get. So, yes, congratulations to Thomas, to Nick, and congratulations to all those businesses that we have profiled. If you've been a part of that, then I hope that we hear more from you in the new year and that it's all good news. It's been so inspiring, really. CliffCentral.com